The head coach of the University of Alberta Golden Bears hockey program, Ian Herbers, joins us once again. Ian, welcome back to the show. How are you doing?
Great. Thank you, Jason.
Ian, being a defenseman, we were talking earlier about just, you know, the defenseman learning, you can be in the right position, but then you got to battle hard in that position to try to limit the other guy from winning the battle or getting a good scoring chance. How much of that comes from within the player? How much of that can come from the coach encouraging him to improve on that aspect of the game?
Well, a big part of it, obviously you can show him as a coach and how to do it and position to be in and everything else, but it's up to the player. He's got to be willing, that committed to battle, and it's not always easy. So he's got to be able to do it all the time, and it's up to him if you want it done consistently.
For you, Ian, was there did you have that? Was there ever a coach who made it clear on how you had to do it better or more consistently?
Well, Hitchcock was my midget coach. I've been fortunate. I've had a lot of very good coaches all the way up. Claire Drake, obviously, here at the U of A, and Bill Morse, too. So very good coaches. But that was part of my game. I never had much skill. I was very limited on skill-wise, so I had to be very good defensively in the D-zone and battle and compete and outwill the opponent to get that puck and get it up to our forwards and get it out of our zone. So for me, most of my game was about commitment and will and outwilling the other player.
Interesting. You know, you learned that, you know, and you probably cut yourself a little short on not having any skill. I don't think you get to the NHL with not having any skill. So let's be honest about that. But your willingness and your desire as a player. Now, as a coach, you see some guys, Ian, I'm sure, who have a lot of skill, but don't necessarily have the desire to match it. Is there a way at all? Have you ever seen a case of where a coach can finally push the right buttons to get that desire out of a player? Or if they don't have it by the time they get to junior or the university level, they likely are never going to get it?
Well, you can't say they're never going to get it because everybody's different. Some will pick it up later on. It might take a little time. It might take the right coach pushing the right buttons, finding the right way to get it out of them. So it's never, I guess you can say that. But it's just being able to find different ways, and it takes it different for everybody. So what might work for somebody else might not work for that next person. So you've got to be willing to try different things, explore different ideas and different ways to get that out of that player. But then ultimately it comes up to that individual to have that will and that compete every game.
Ian, without mentioning the player, what's maybe the most unique way you've approached a player to get that out of them?
Well, I guess I've tried everything from, you know, being hard on them and up and down yelling at them to more coaxing them and video and showing them things and maybe doing a little comparison, showing them players that he's similar to, would be like. I know we did that a fair bit when I was in Milwaukee. We'd always get video from Ryan Suter and Shea Weber. Get down just the little tricks that they'd use in the D zone and how hard they are. I know Ryan Suter just used that little jab on the backside to get guys off balance and that compete in the net front and in the corners because he's not as big as a lot of the forwards, but he'd use that leverage to create get them off balance to keep that advantage for himself. So it's always finding different ways and different ideas, techniques to get it out of them.
Ian Herbers, head coach of the University of Alberta Golden Bears men's hockey program, joins us. And do you find, is it more effective doing it, you know, in video session or in practice than in the course of a game as a coach?
Some players are quick and can pick it up right in the game. You just have to tell them or point it out in the game and they've got it right away. Other players, you've got to get them in practice and physically show them and get them in the corner or get them at the net front and show them exactly what they do. Got to let them try and experiment with them, keep staying there, keep correcting, keep teaching until they get it and figure it out. And then there's, like I was saying, the video work and seeing somebody else do it helps as well. That visual, I find, is a big thing. But then you actually got to get in the trenches for most guys and give them that opportunity to work on that skill.
Ian, you come off the lengthy break where you guys, you know, you take some time off, of course, for classes because school is number one. But you're getting back on the ice this weekend, taking on the Dinos on January 3rd and the 4th. What's your philosophy coming back from a lengthy break when it comes to practice time? Do you say, okay, we got to get conditioning right away, or do you like to have some fun instilled in practice?
We did a little bit first. Monday was our first day on the ice. We went a little longer than we normally do, but we got a dry scrape in there. So we had fresh ice because we did a lot of puck moving, passing, shooting, puck handling, a lot of skating in our drills. We did a little bit of skate at the end, but at the same time, we played some small area fun games for the guys, get that compete, that battle level, and get into those tight areas and traffic and making plays and touching pucks. So we tried to combine it. Today we were shorter. We're getting closer to back to our normal practice. But with us doing our extra off-ice conditioning over the Christmas break here, our guys came back for the most part. Quite a few of our guys actually dropped a couple pounds. A couple guys were over, but nothing drastic, nothing concerning or alarming. So our first skate was good yesterday, and today we just kept building on that. So we'll just get back to our normal practice tomorrow. We'll get more into our PPPK. Trying to get into those system things that they haven't been thinking about for the last month here because of exams. So we went through face-offs and our breakouts and our forecheck today. We'll keep adding things on there, neutral zone transition, power play, penalty kill tomorrow and stuff, where they haven't been thinking about those things for a month.
You guys are sitting in first place, 15-3. Calgary second place, 13-5. But they defeated you back-to-back games on November 20th and November 21st. So I'm guessing, knowing your organization, you guys are a little fired up to get some revenge. What went wrong for you in those games in your eyes?
Well, biggest part was they played a very good game. They had a very good weekend. Their goaltending was outstanding. And they worked hard, and they did the little things to win the game. For the most part, I thought we were good. We made a couple mental mistakes on a couple of our back-checking and our tracking and reloading that ended up costing us a couple goals against. And then, which is always something that we talk about every game, every weekend, every year, it seems like so far, is paying that extra price to get to that net front and finding a way to get that second, third, and fourth opportunities. A little bit too much perimeter over the weekend. With goaltending that's that strong, we've got to be at the net front and creating those second, third, and making that first opportunity difficult on the goalie so they leave a bad rebound and it'll leave a good opportunity for our forwards and our players. So overall, it wasn't bad. We just didn't match. They were in playoff mode, and we weren't quite at that mode yet, which is good. We're getting pushed, and we need to be tested. Things were coming too easy for us. And with them playing that well, it's going to push us to play better and become better as well.
You combine that motivation with maybe just the freshness of your team having some time off, Ian. You went through it many years, of course, being a member of the Golden Bears. Yeah, there's a lot of stress of the tests and everything like that. But for a lot of your guys, I'm guessing, guys are feeling really good now. Having a few weeks off, their body heals up and get some rest.
Yeah, no, they're chomping at the bit here. It's been a while since we played. You look at us playing, went to UBC the first weekend of the year and lost to them, and they came back here later in the first half, and we had one of our best weekends. We came out and wanted to show them that that's not going to happen again, so I'm expecting that same attitude from our players this weekend, having that attitude and making sure we're ready to take it to Calgary right from the start and for the full 60 minutes because we're going to need that effort against them. They're well coached. They play well. They're a good team.
When you look at how they play, Ian, is their system significantly different than yours?
I notice they're doing a few more things that we do. Their idea are a lot more active than they have been in the past, which we like to do a lot of the time. So we'll make sure we make some tweaks on our tracking and reload, so we're taking that option away from them and forcing that turnover through the middle. They play a little bit more clogging style of game than we do. We want to open things up, and we want to get pucks moving north in a hurry. And they'll like to jam up. They'll play a lot of man-on-man in the D-zone. So I've worked on a couple different offensive zone face-offs where we can take advantage of their guys chasing us around the ice so we can free up some guys off some picks and off some scrums and create some open ice and create some more opportunities for us offensively.
And one last one. Have you started recruiting for next year already, or does it really pick up in once the calendar turns to 2015?
Oh, yeah. Well, that's 365 days a year. Last year, we were watching 19-year-olds for this year. So we're always looking even a year in advance and just starting to make tabs on players and people and just so we have a little history on them, see how far they've come in their 20-year-olds year, seeing who's available. At the end of our first half, the beginning part of December, I made a trip down to Seattle, Spokane, Portland, and Tri-City and watch 4 games in 5 nights as well because we don't get to see those American teams near enough. Obviously, we get to see them on the computer or on TV, and when they do come up here to the Oil Kings games, But I went down there to see them in their home environment in different situations, and it was good. Saw a lot of good players, a lot of potential Golden Bears out there.
Well, Ian, always good to talk to you. All the best to you and yours in the new year, and good luck against Calgary this weekend.
Great. Thank you, Jason. You too.